Welcome to our weekly devotional for July 23rd, 2024. And our scripture says, "As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in Him," as recorded in Psalms 18:30. I might ask the question, how is Yahweh's way perfect? How is His word proven? How is He a shield to all who trust in Him? I think it all comes down to a person's decision to, by faith, act out, walk in, and profess these divine principles. The prophet Amos said, "Can two walk together unless they are agreed?" If you see the world and activity around you with biblical spiritual consciousness as a born-again believer and follower of Yeshua, Jesus, you will understand how Yahweh is perfect. You will understand how His word is proven. You will find the covering of His shield around you. Consider these words of David as recorded in Psalms chapter 19, verses 17 through 13. "The law, the Torah, of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression." So ends the reading of that scripture. I have read and pondered the depth of these divine words many times in my walk with Yahweh. They never grow common or old. They always inspire me and are refreshing every time I read them, much like taking a drink of refreshing water from the same faucet when you are thirsty. There is a vibrant life in these powerful truths. It is the simple absolutes of these truths, to me, that form our foundation of understanding concerning how Yahweh's way is perfect, His word proven, and how He is a shield to all who trust in Him. The writer of Hebrews begins his testimony of the divine purpose of Yeshua with these words: "God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, set down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as He has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they," as recorded in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. I suggest it is noteworthy to get the significance of upholding all things by the word of His power, other than power of His word. He puts word of His power foremost, and to me, That is who Yeshua, Jesus, is. He is the Word that became flesh, Torah in the flesh, as recorded in the New Testament in John chapter 1, verse 14. Yahweh first gave us His Word, the Torah, in the Mount Sinai demonstration of His power, which Moses records for us. Then He sent His Word and healed them, which is the pre-incarnate work of the Messiah, as recorded in Psalms 107, verse 20. This is part of the working of His Word. Yeshua, with ancient Israel, as so explicitly detailed in Psalms chapter 107, it records Yahweh's divine intervention on His people's behalf during their wilderness journey, which, by the way, was in spite of their many failures and disobedient foolishness, certainly dispensing with the thought that grace only came in the New Testament time. Think the first act of His grace was with Adam and Eve, I would say. When Yahweh revealed the word of His power to us in the first century, being Yeshua, Torah in the flesh, He brought the same divine word message as He gave Moses, except He acted it out in real time. The religious crowd despised Him, and thus they despised the divine word, and they are still rebelling against Yeshua, the name, the word, and the blood of divine power today, following the horrific crime of murder and torture of Messiah. They became more defiant after the outpouring of the divine Holy Ghost, as recorded in Acts chapter 2, where Yeshua had told him to go and remain in Jerusalem until you shall receive power from on high. As one and the same as Torah Word, Torah Yeshua in the flesh, and Torah Spirit in the believer today, all one witness to the mighty work of Yahweh as His decided method of working towards the culmination of the age of man. It says in the closing of the age this about the word of His power: many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob. He will teach us His way, and we shall walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, the Torah, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." It's recorded in Isaiah and Micah. So, be jubilant and thankful. If you believe and trust in the work of the Messiah and are one with Him in spirit and purpose, you are being upheld by the word of His power. And the closing scripture says, as Psalms 19:14, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." Well, I hope this has been a blessing to you, and you understand that the word of His power is working in your behalf, because Yahweh loves you, and it says in the scriptures that He sent Yeshua into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through Yeshua might be saved. So we have the promise of God working in our lives, and that the foremost of His word working in front of it all is Yeshua the Messiah, and He is working in our behalf and will continue to do so and will never leave us or forsake us. Blessings to you, and shalom. Amen.